This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So the Russia collusion hoax has imploded. And now we know that the media has been lying to us for 2 years, just as we said, that we in the independent media, we've been 100% vindicated. We were more accurate than the Washington Post. We got the story right when the New York Times got it wrong. We were telling the truth while CNN was lying. CNN is fake news. Did you know there were over 500,000 articles promoting the Russia collusion hoax over the last two and a half years? Yeah, 500,000 plus articles. Where is the national apology to President Trump and to America from the entire left-wing media? Where's the apology? Where are the retractions of all those stories? These people, they almost destroyed America. They tried to overthrow this republic. They tried to reverse an election. They lied and they tried to get an innocent man, President Trump, thrown in prison for treason. That's been the allegation all along, treason, that he colluded with an enemy of America, Russia, to overthrow America's democracy. If he had been somehow forced into being found guilty, even though he was innocent, he could be facing the death penalty. This is what the left is willing to do, to have a man killed, an innocent man killed, in order to control America. They lied to people for 2 years, and I think it's now time to turn the tables. Today, I'm calling for the immediate prosecution and indictment of not only the deep state actors who took part in this. James Comey must be indicted. Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, John Brennan needs to be indicted. Lisa Page, Loretta Lynch, and many others in both the Obama administration and the Hillary Clinton orbit, because she was involved in funding the dossier. And she has her own scandal with the Russians, Uranium One, by the way. Where did that go? But we have to indict not only these people, but it's time to indict the journo terrorists, the fake journalists, the treasonous actors, traitors who were pretending to be giving news to America. And it turns out that they were actually all about fake news. They weren't reporting the truth at all. They were reporting lies this entire time. And they were trying to overthrow the election. They were engaged in election meddling. They are just as guilty as James Comey, former head of the FBI. And it's time to criminally prosecute and indict these individuals. And just as they wanted President Trump to face the death penalty, they wanted him killed, and they wanted Trump supporters killed. They called all of us Russian agents. It was insane. My website, actually two of my sites, Natural News and NewsTarget.com, were both listed by the anti-Trump opposition as being Russian propaganda fronts, if you can believe that. Russian? I don't know any Russians. I don't talk to Russians. I don't speak Russian. What are they talking about? It's time to turn the tables. And this is why I say the Department of Justice, we need to get to the bottom of this. And in order to do that, I think the Department of Justice should arrest and indict these individuals and charge them with treason, and should threaten the possibility of the death penalty against these individuals as a way to motivate them to come clean and tell the truth. I'm not actually interested in seeing these people sentenced to death, but I want the historical record to be set straight. I want the truth to be documented. I want the truth to come out. I want the media to apologize and to retract their false reporting. And in the end, the New York Times needs to be shut down. CNN needs to be shut down. MSNBC shut down, and the Washington Post shut down, and a few others as well. They have no right to operate in our society anymore. They have forfeit that right. They have lied. They have committed fraud. They tried to get an innocent man essentially killed, essentially executed, by trying to frame him for a crime that he did not commit. And it's time to shut down these organizations and threaten those who are responsible for it to indict them and have the DOJ threaten them with a death sentence if they don't come clean and tell the story. We need history to tell the truth here. We need the truth to be documented. We need to come in clean here for America. Because if the truth doesn't come out, then the lawless left will try to do this again. There have to be consequences for this attempted political coup. There have got to be consequences for lying to the American people deliberately for 2+ years, pretending to be journalists. There have got to be consequences for this. And those consequences should include criminal indictments, criminal charges, and where necessary, for those who have committed treason, threatening them with a possible death sentence if they are found guilty in a court of law. And this is what needs to happen now. The tables have turned, and it's time for the American people to demand real justice. And you know who needs to resign? Maxine Waters. Nadler needs to resign. Schiff needs to resign. Swalwell needs to resign. And if John McCain wasn't already dead, he should be indicted too. John McCain committed treason. He took part in delivering this dossier to the intelligence community so they could frame Trump. John McCain, maybe he could be posthumously indicted, you know, because he's an unindicted criminal. And he was given a presidential funeral when he's a traitor to this country. Wow. Well, it's time to turn the tables. And it's time to expose those traitors who tried to overthrow this democracy. Well, I keep saying democracy, this republic, this representational republic, because we're identifying the enemies of America. What you might call the media was actually a bunch of journal terrorists who were the enemies of America. They are enemies of this nation, and they need certain individuals, I should say, within who operated there, need to be indicted for conspiracy. In their part, they took leaks from Mueller's office that they knew were false. They fabricated fake sources. The Washington Post did that multiple times. They made up lies to try to destroy this democracy, and they did it willingly. Those are acts of at least sedition. You could call them treason in a time of war. But see, I feel like there is a war. There's a civil war that has been waged in America these 2 years. At the information level, this is a war, and we're fighting for America, and it's time to expose and eliminate the enemies of America, take them out of power, take them out of Congress, shut down their fraudulent organizations. America would be so much better if we woke up and learned that CNN was gone, and the FBI was shut down, and the Washington Post had been evacuated and closed. And the New York Times is bankrupt and shut down. New York Times has been spreading lies and disinformation and creating mass hysteria and hatred and violent tendencies on the part of leftists who are running around this country, physically attacking people who wear Make America Great Again hats. You can be physically attacked for being a Trump supporter in this country. And that's because of the left-wing media and the mass hysteria that they have deliberately pushed for 2 years running. And yet today, we have no apologies. We have no attractions from them. What do we have instead? We have a desperate continued pursuit of more lies and more disinformation to try desperately now to salvage their busted narrative. They have just tried to force feed Americans a giant crap sandwich at the left-wing media crap buffet. And they got caught, and it's over for them. But they won't admit doing anything wrong because they are shameless, because they're lawless, because they hate this country. They hate America's president, and they hate you. They hate truth. And they're in bed with the tech giants and big pharma and the radical leftists who are always trying to take down Trump and take down America and open America's borders to unlimited illegal immigration. They will stop at nothing to destroy this country from within. It's time to stop them. It's time to defend America. This is the turning point. join me in this. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Share the links. Spread the word. America is fighting back. And we are going to take this country back from those traitors who tried to destroy it. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.